Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Triple J. Kyron Whateley here. All right, let's get to the big news. Hello to Australia's Star Wars, resident Star Wars expert, Steele Saunders. Good morning, Steele.
Good morning, Kyron. What an exciting morning to be a Star Wars fan.
It is indeed. There's a new trailer out.
I know, and it was out of nowhere. J.J. Abrams had said there'd be no new trailers, and then at about 1:30 this morning, there's this new international, I think maybe a Japanese trailer pops up. So much new footage. So much more new goosebumps. So many more new teardrops on my floor.
I think you might be a little excited.
I'm very excited. This is, in Triple J terms, the band is getting back together. The three original members are coming back, and we've got a hot new producer, and we are releasing a killer joint this Christmas.
How far away are we from the actual movie?
About 45 days, I believe.
About? What do you mean about? You know exactly how long it is.
I count action figures, not days, Kyron.
All right, so you're excited by the new trailer. There's also new posters out as well, I hear.
Yeah, it's the internet. There must be some sort of international release in Asia or something, because we've got the international poster, which is sort of similar, but they've put Kylo Ren, who is the new villain, who's trying to follow in Darth Vader's footsteps in some form. We don't know. It's very mysterious.
Yep.
But he's front and center. But I just love all the, I think it's a Korean font on the poster. It gives it a really interesting sort of futuristic look.
But the big story that I wanted to talk to you about today is this cool one where someone's already seen the movie.
Yes. This is, It's interesting with the way fans, like, it's, you know, we all watch a movie, but then occasionally some of these really nice stories come up.
Yep.
And this is a story about Daniel Fleetwood, who is a lifelong Star Wars fan, had camped out to see the Revenge of the Sith, and he has got a form of terminal cancer, and he was very concerned that he wasn't going to survive to see the film. So this big campaign started called, you know, hashtag Force for Daniel, to get him to see the movie before it's released. And it's so cool. J.J. Abrams and Disney and Lucasfilm got him the current cut of the film. I think some people with some briefcases came to his house and he was locked in a room and he got to see the new Star Wars, which was his dying wish, which is, As sad as it is, uplifting.
Yeah.
That the fans sort of came together to promote this. And he's now the one Star Wars fan that has seen the film early. And it actually parallels, there was a film in the early 2000s called Fanboys, which was a story about a group of friends, and one of them had cancer, and they tried to break into Skywalker Ranch to see the Phantom Menace. So it's this weird art imitating life.
Well, better The Force Awakens than The Phantom Menace, I think.
Hey, let's not, you know, when we're talking about good deeds, let's not point fingers at certain Gungans or anything like that, Kyron.
Well, it sounds like you're certainly very, very excited. And that's such a cool story that they let him see the movie early.
And the other thing is,
yeah,
in about 45 days, they're going to let everyone see the movie.
Yay! thank you very much, Steele. Get back to the countdown clock.
And I have to tell you, on my podcast, Steel Wars, next week, we've got Ben Gillies from Silverchair. So there's a bit of music for you.
Is he a Star Wars fan?
He's a mad Star Wars fan.
I know you've had Paul Dempsey on your Star Wars podcast before, but now Ben Gillies. That's cool.
Yeah, and we've also had Savage Garden's Darren Hayes.
Oh, wow.
So a total mix of music there.
Thanks, Steele. Have a good one.
See you, mate.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.